Missouri Senate Special Session will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for prayer by Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the first letter of Corinthians we hear, "For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building." Almighty God, we give you thanks for your blessings you bring to us, bringing us together to cooperate with you and each other, to bring your will for us to complete that which you desire for us to make happen. So we thank you for those among us that inspire us to learn to love and accept one another as you would have us do. And Lord, help us to remember always to be grateful for your grace and your presence with us this day. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you. You staying for a veto?
Are we doing a veto?
Yeah. We have to close it out. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernskitter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Present.
Quorum is established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, first extra session.
Senator from Noon County.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same having been approved as having been fully read.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Newton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Newton, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Newton renews his motion that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, we have given permission for Emily Manley to film and record in the chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body is reports of standing committees. Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has a couple of reports.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your reports forward. Madam Secretary, please read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 3 and 5, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 8, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chairman.
If we get a little order in the chamber as we begin our business. Senator from Newton.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar, and ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body is Senate bills for third reading on the formal calendar. First up is Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 3 and 5, the Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 3 and 5 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Greene County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Greene.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 3 and 5 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain the bill?
Yeah. For the members of the body and our tens of thousands of listeners online, this is the tax cut that has been negotiated, worked on, worked through it on the floor yesterday. Takes the initial highest bracket. And I know it's the senator from Platt's birthday, and he's very excited about that, but I was like, going to really talk about cutting taxes here for a minute for everyone. Takes the top bracket automatically down to 4.95% with a trigger at $175 million to reach down to the 4.8% level. Three other additional triggers tied to both the consumer price index and $200 million worth of general revenue growth to get us down to 4.5%, which we would be tied, I believe, with Arizona as one of the states, the seventh lowest income tax state in the union. Also has the provision in there that was under the governor's call to remove the bottom bracket. So essentially, in this state, if you make roughly $14,000 and change, you will pay no individual income tax whatsoever. Again, I'm gonna say thank you to the senator from the 15th, who has worked tirelessly, quite frankly, with myself and a number of other members to get this to a place where I believe we have a good, responsible package that continues moving our individual income tax rate lower and in a reasonable fashion. Mr. President, I'm more than happy to answer any questions.
The Senator from Greene County has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 3 and 5. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Greene, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from Greene renews his motion for the third reading and final passage of Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 3 and 5. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bills Numbers 3 and 5, an act relating to income taxes with an effective date for a certain section and an emergency clause for a certain section. Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader. Washington. White. Whelan. Williams.
Senator from the 13th District. Senator from the 13th votes no. By your vote of 24 aye and 4 no, you have third read and finally passed Senate Substitute for Senate Committee, Substitute for Senate Bills 3 and 5. Senator from Greene County, you are recognized for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the first. Senator from the first votes no. By your vote of 24 aye and 6 no, you have adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on the same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Bill 8, the senator from Dunklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 8 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Dunklin County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those in the contrary say no. As appear to have it, as do have it, the bill is before the body. Senator from Dunklin County.
I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 8 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain the bill?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. Before you, Senate Bill 8, this is the same language that we passed in House Bill 1720 in regular session.
If we can get some order so that the senator can explain his bill, if you have conversations, please move them elsewhere. Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Provisions in this bill include meat processing facilities tax credit, ethanol tax credit, biodiesel retail sales tax credit, biodiesel production sales tax credit, urban farms tax credit, rolling stock tax credit, farm machinery sales tax exemption, agricultural production tax credit, especially ag crops, Family Farms Act, wood energy tax credit, log truck provision, anhydrous ammonia provisions, soybean checkoff provision, and land surveys provision. This bill helps farmers and ranchers in the state in many ways, from helping beginning farmers to adding value to your crops. Farmers and ranchers in Missouri help produce the world's safest and most abundant food supply. With that, I would be happy to have answer any questions.
The senator from Dunklin County has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate substitute for Senate Bill 8. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 24th District.
To inquire of the senator from Dunklin, please.
Senator from Dunklin, do you yield to an inquiry of the senator from the 24th?
I do.
You may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, what is the sunset on this bill?
All are in 6 years.
All of them are 6 years. In the bill that we passed during session, it was 2 years.
That is correct.
And now it's gone to 6 years, and there's no other language that is different from...
There was some cleanup language on... So if a fuel tax credit was issued in 23 and you use it in your taxes in 24, it shows to 23. It was just some cleanup language. I believe that was all that was changed.
And were there any amendments added to this bill on the Senate floor?
There was. Senator from Johnson added log trucks, increasing the weight, anhydrous ammonia provisions.
And so I'm sorry, he added additional weight for a long...
This was all in the original bill of 1720.
Okay, but it had been left out in your submitted version, and he added that back in.
That's correct. They were in the original bill that we passed.
All right, and there's nothing else that's additional that was added in. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion on the adoption motion. Senator from Lawrence County.
May I speak on the motion, please?
Proceed.
Yesterday, I read a little bit of a story of Davy Crockett, be interesting to have a quiz on that and see how many people were listening. I won't go back into that one, but I do want to reiterate Missouri Constitution Article 3, Section 38A says the General Assembly shall have no power to grant public money to any private person, association, or corporation. I think this applies directly to that, and I hope we'll consider the Constitution and our oath to support it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the Senator from Dunklin. Seeing none, Senator from Dunklin, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion and close.
Senator from Dunklin renews his motion for the third reading and final passage of Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 8. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 8, an act relating to agriculture economic opportunities with an emergency clause. Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White,
aye.
Whelan,
aye.
Williams,
Senator from the ninth. Senator from the ninth votes aye. Senator from the first. Senator from the first votes aye. Senator from the 14th. You're recorded as an aye. Senator from the 14th votes aye. By your vote of 26 aye and 4 no, you have third read and finally passed Senate substitute for Senate Bill 8. Senator from Dunklin County, you are recognized for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the adoption of the emergency clause.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Sirapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the first. Senator from the first votes aye. Senator from the 13th. Senator from the 13th votes aye. By your vote of 24 aye and 6 no, you have adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton County.
On messages from the House, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 10:45 this day.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in recess until 10:45 p.m. this day. A.M. this day. A.M. 10:45 a.m. this day.